Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to learn your seasons. Find the natural rhythms of your year so you can use them to help you set goals that make sense to you. If you ever listened to my other podcast, Best of Both Worlds, you may have heard one of our goal episodes. When my co-host Sarah Hart Unger and I discuss the goals we are setting and check in on our progress. I like to set goals by quarter, January through March, April through June, July through September, and October through the end of the year. I like the rhythm of quarters because 13 weeks feels like a nice mix between ambition and realism. A quarter is a long enough time to accomplish something big, but a short enough time that there aren't so many unknowns that the line between planning and dreaming starts to blur. Sarah, though, sets goals by what she calls quintiles. To her, as she explained to me on Best of Both Worlds, quarters don't really seem to fit the rhythms of her life. Her rhythms are derived from the academic calendar. Her first quintile runs from January 1 through spring break. The second is spring break to the end of the school. The third is summer vacation. The fourth is the start of school till Halloween. And then the last is November and December. Those are the natural seasons of her life. They provide an obvious sense of focus that is inherent in each season. Camps and vacations in quintile 3, new kid schedules in quintile 4, holiday celebrations and preparing for the next year in quintile 5. On Sarah's other podcast, Best Laid Plans, she interviewed organizing expert Lisa Woodruff. Lisa explained that she plans in trimesters. Again, linked to the academic calendar, but with just one Lisa season for each semester, whereas Sarah has two seasons per semester. So Lisa plans and sets goals for the fall semester, the spring semester, and the summer. Clear and simple. Maybe one of these approaches, three seasons, four seasons, five seasons, feels natural to you. Or maybe something entirely different makes sense. Maybe for your family, it's sports seasons, football, basketball, baseball. Maybe you are an accountant and there are rhythms of tax seasons. Maybe you run a ski school and focus on business from November to April, with the rest of the year focused on very different things. In any case, figure out the seasons of your year, however you define them. What would make sense? The reason to do this is that when you learn the seasons of your year, you are able to think through your year strategically. You can set goals and priorities for a period of time that feels distinct and meaningful, not arbitrary. You are oriented toward accomplishing specific goals within a clearly defined time period. The year feels more doable. You know the landscape. You can also make appropriate choices, focusing on business during your busy season, let's say, and focusing on an athletic goal during the less busy time. So as you consider your goals for 2022, decide on your seasons within the year. Then use those seasons to help you work toward your goals. and celebrate your accomplishments. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.